Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with a very familiar face if you've been watching us, Jackie Friedman, who's president of NextGen Travel Group. And we're going to talk to Jackie about a brand new event that's coming up. Actually, it's coming up tomorrow when you see this. So it'll be Wednesday. It's a two-day event, and it's for all kinds of different advisors, not NextGen advisors, surprisingly. But we're going to talk about what that's all about and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, Jackie, as I always ask, how are you and where are you?
I am doing great, James. I am still at home in my home office in Irving, Texas.
Oh, great. Now you look, got a great background. You say, well, we can't trust these backgrounds anymore on Zoom. This is my real background. So this is it. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about NextGen and its travel advisor affiliates. How are they doing during this elongated pandemic? We all thought we'd be out of the woods by now, but we're not. What's the update since the last time we chatted?
Well, for the most part, they're doing fine. I would like to kind of describe it as a mix between COVID fatigue and optimism. So there is optimism for travel in the future. We're definitely starting to see that rebound. But no doubt that this has gone on for a lot longer than anyone thought. With cancellations rolling, it definitely has caused a little bit of COVID fatigue, not only for advisors, but for their clients as well.
Yeah, and of course, everyone in the travel industry, absolutely.
For
now,
sure.
Since we last talked, have you added any more programs to help support your members? Because I know you had an extensive list last time we chatted.
Yeah, no, we continue to add. Probably the area of most focus has been in our business development and education. So we were blessed to have staff that were very gifted at delivering virtual training. You know, our Travel Leaders of Tomorrow program is into its seventh year. And so a lot of our team has spent a long time, you know, finessing their skills as it related to that. So we took that expertise and continued to move more and more programs virtually so that our advisors didn't skip a beat. So we last chatted in October, right following Connection. We actually did do one live event in October. We did a regional in the Dallas area. And it was a great opportunity for us to test the protocols. We had each advisor at a separate table with box lunches, masks, temperature checks, full social distancing, and they were thrilled to be able to get together in person. So we will continue to do those, you know, moving into this year. We also did our corporate connections, which is an event, a little unique to us for corporate agents.
Right.
We did that virtually, and that went very well. We did our luxury travel sales summit in November virtually, and that's always a hit. We were able to combine established sellers of luxury travel and new sellers of luxury travel. Mm-hmm. And we are now coming up to our fourth virtual essentials, which is for new advisors to the industry. We are all hands on deck for next month when we're doing our first 2021 boot camp, which will also be live here in Irving, Texas.
Oh, great.
So, you know, a lot of virtual events, a lot of new training programs. We also started putting together some what we call idea exchanges, mm-hmm. allowing advisors to share best practices on various topics, and those have been very successful as well.
Well, it sounds like you're going to become experts in COVID relief programs in terms of all the different things you've been doing for your members. Now, how many members do you have roughly now, and did you lose any in this whole over the past year so far?
Yeah, I mean, we're at about 4,600 advisors right now. We brought on board just around 620 last year in both the U.S. and Canada. We did, of course, lose some temporarily, some who have left the industry as well. So probably a net gain of maybe 100 or so. So we definitely saw some close. We saw some, you know, take on other jobs during the pandemic. They had to have money coming in for obvious reasons, but not as many as I thought, you know, in terms of what we lost. So
well, if you had a net gain, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's and we're going to talk about, you know, ways you're going to get hopefully some more this new thing. Now, what do bookings look like for later this year and 2022. Are you seeing some signs of recovery in travel?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, not as much for right now, other than we're seeing a lot of Mexico, you know, some Caribbean, Africa, some of the exotics where people can travel right now, domestic ski trips, things like that people are traveling to now. More of the activity, however, is for bookings into the second half of 2021, 2022 and beyond. And we're really starting to see that coming back. In chatting with advisors, their phones are starting to ring. They're getting more inquiries. When we look at bookings input into the system, you know, we have been somewhere between 35 and 40% of where we would have been the same period last year. So I never thought I would celebrate being up to 40%, you know, the same time last year. Right now, I will definitely take that. So, you know, more people are ready to talk about travel and to book travel, but not as many as we would hope, obviously, traveling right now. We're definitely seeing an interesting pattern, though, depending on where advisors and consumers are in the country. You know, in the southern parts of the country, there seems to be more of an appetite to travel now than in the Northeast or in the Midwest. Mm. And so it's definitely, we're seeing trends of, you know, some markets rebounding a little faster than others in terms of current travel.
No, I agree. The trips that I have been on where there are travel advisors on those trips seem to come from the South or mm-hmm. Texas, Florida, places like that, yeah. Going down to Mexico largely. And that's the only foreign country I've been to, mm-hmm. Unless you count Las Vegas, but that's another story. I have been to Vegas a couple times. And again, it is as people from the South and the travel advisors show up for FAMs even.
Yeah.
It's encouraging. Now, in terms of destinations for 22, I mean, are you seeing... And segments, are you seeing any stronger interest in cruising in Europe, things like that?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing cruising coming back. River is very strong.
Well, that's good because you got a ship, so they got.
I got my ship, exactly.
You have to get the. For those who don't know, Jackie is the godmother to an AMA Waterways ship that I was.
The AMA Viola. Yeah.
In fact, she interviewed the captain for us once. That was kind of interesting.
That was fun. But, you know, so we're definitely seeing that. We're seeing a lot of exotic. You know, a lot of people want to get back to Europe. And so we're seeing a lot of FIT travel to Europe starting kind of summerish, you know, moving ahead. Our luxury cruise business is really looking good. Small mm-hmm. ship expedition, we're seeing, you know, a lot of that. But it's all over the board. But one thing is for sure is that as soon as it is safe to do so, people want to travel and advisors need to be ready to book those trips because that demand, the longer this goes, the more that demand is pent up. And as the vaccines roll out and continue to do so, more people will be ready to travel. It's just a matter of when the countries are ready to let us in.
That's exactly right, and the states
exactly,
and even
your home
country, Canada. They're not really ready for us yet. I wish they would be because I love Canada.
Exactly,
they should be back soon. But now let's get to the point at hand. The big news here tomorrow, and then for the next 2 days on January 13th and 14th, you are holding your very first virtual NextGen Expo, and uh-huh. these are for non-NextGen travel advisors.
Correct.
Of all levels. Now, what is the goal of this expo?
So, first of all, we had this fantastic platform that we used for Connection, and we thought, why not take advantage of it to reach out to prospects, as you said, of all levels, who want to learn more about NextGen Travel Group. Mm-hmm. So the goal is to educate and inform them on all things NextGen, both US and Canada. Mm-hmm. So we've set up the platform. When they come into the expo hall, they can enter one of five rooms. There's one room for new to the industry where they can chat with current advisors as well as NextGen staff and get access to a lot of our programs for new to the industry advisors, a lot of the training, Travel Leaders of Tomorrow programs, etc.
Right.
We have one for experienced advisors if they're currently working on their own or were with an agency and got laid off or furloughed or, you know, just want to change affiliations.
Got it.
We have a great room highlighting our programs for experienced advisors. Our third room is for corporate advisors. Nexion has very strong corporate programs, GDS contracts, as well as air contracts. And finally, one for agencies, multi-agent agencies. Each of these rooms will have unique information to that particular segment. Mm-hmm. From there, they will all be able to go into a virtual trade show. Okay. And there'll be trade show booths for a variety of different Nexion programs, one for all of our marketing solutions, mm-hmm. one for business development and education, one for technology, one for support, for corporate programs. So everything and anything Nexion, they will be able to access. They'll be able to see sample training webinars that we have. So there'll be a workshop room. There'll be some testimonials and what we call next talks from existing Nexion advisors. So in one place, they'll be able to drop by in an open house style format to really chat with members of our team as well as advisors. We'll have advisors in each of the rooms there to also chat with prospects. Okay. It is, you know, kind of chat with your fingers, not video chat, but it's just a great way to interact. And in each of the booths, as well as in each of the networking rooms, participants would be able to download any documents or videos or things that they may want to take a look at later. So
that's great. That sounds like you're going to all things Nexion, all the programs, and mm-hmm. they'll have access to it. And I assume it's, at some point you'll give an opportunity if they're interested in applying for membership or affiliation.
Absolutely. So, you know, when they finish, there will be an opportunity for them to complete a getting started form. And once the expo is over, a member of our sales team will reach out. Now, we will be staffing the expo in terms of having folks available to chat with participants on the 13th. Wednesday, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time, mm-hmm. and on Thursday the 14th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time. However, we are going to keep the platform open through till the middle of February, till February the 14th.
Wow, yeah, that is the beauty of having a virtual conference, right?
Right. So anyone will be able to drop in to get the materials, and one of the members of our team will certainly answer any questions that they may have after the fact. We won't be staffing it, obviously, 24/7, but it will be available 24/7 for anyone who wants to drop by.
No, I thought you'd be there the whole time and then into for the next till February, right? You'd just be always there.
Perhaps. Although I certainly will pop in from time to time, but I do have other things that I need to do.
Yeah, no, it is one of the challenges here. Now, just for our viewers, how do they access this conference? What's the URL and how do they register for it?
So probably the easiest way to access it is to go to the Nexion.com website, and right at the top, you will see a banner that will take you directly into the registration page for the conference. You can register in advance. You can also register and come right on in once the platform opens on Wednesday afternoon.
No, that's great. Now, out of this, how many advisors do you hope to add with events like this? In terms of the number that you want to bring on?
You know, that's a great question. Right now, we have a couple of hundred of folks registering in advance, and that's before, the news release hit. So we're certainly hoping that a few hundred come on by. And, you know, obviously, it's going to be a gradual thing. But we've never done anything like this before. We are looking for, you know, folks that are serious. So it's not just a numbers game. It's also a quality game. But I have a number in my head. But, at this point, it's a good thing to continue to fill our pipeline. Last year, as I said, we brought on over 600 advisors. And this year, we certainly hope to bring on more than that.
Well, 600 advisors during a pandemic is quite an
achievement,
to be honest with you. So hopefully you'll get even more. But they'll get a chance to see what you have to offer, which I think is a great way to do it, to be honest with you. Probably something we should have thought of before all this happened, one of these. Now, let's talk a little bit about sort of your overall projection about the pandemic. What has it done to the travel agency trade, and how quickly will we all see, you know, travel advisors come back?
In an interesting way, I think it's been good for the travel industry as far as long-term viability. More than ever, consumers see the value of working with a travel advisor. Some of them had to deal with all of the complexities on their own if they had booked directly. And there's just so much more that they need to know before traveling right now. And it's overwhelming for folks that make their living doing it. Can you imagine what it's like for folks that just do it on an occasional basis? So working with a professional, I think, is more important than ever. And one of the things that we've done at Travel Leaders Group is implemented a Book with Confidence program so that our advisors are equipped, you know, to work with consumers and to get them the information that they need. So I think that that's key. I do believe there'll be fewer advisors. Some of them that were just kind of dabbling may leave for a while. Hopefully they'll come back. It's also a great time for people starting off in the industry because it is a little slower. They have the time to focus on their training and development. But I'm really bullish on the future of travel advisors and want to be there working alongside them to get them ready. The matter, you know, that's top of mind for me is to keep them positive because it is longer than we all thought. And there's definitely that fatigue I talked about, but that kind of light at the end of the tunnel that we're all seeing, I think is keeping a lot of folks in there.
Well, I do have to say that when I have been on FAMS in the last few months with travel advisors, they were some of the most enthusiastic and really positive people about the future. We're out there with their you know, where their clients are going to go. And they were making bookings for all inclusives and for Vegas resorts and things like that. And I was like, wow, you guys. And then, you know, they had the other side where we get comments of travel advisors who are just very bleak about their prospects and have had a horrible year, understandable, but just haven't really wanted to travel or don't think their own clients should travel, which is sad. We have to get past all of that. And yes, there are definitely health protocols and safety that we have to keep in mind. But there is going to be a segment of the population that has some PTSD about all this, and it's going to be tougher to get them. And there's going to be a segment, as you suggested earlier, a large segment that's going to be, I can't wait to get back on the road and get back traveling. And that's going to be the segment we all have to go after, right?
Yeah, I mean, I truly believe that advisors need to listen to their clients. They need to have those conversations, and they can't sell based on their own risk tolerance. Mm-hmm. So, you know, advisors that can't imagine traveling right now, and you have to respect everyone's perspective. Everyone's in a different place, but don't project that onto your clients.
Right.
You know, don't push it on them, but listen, talk to them, give them the facts, give them everything that they need to make an informed decision, and then go from there. But, you know, don't base it on your own. It's just like you tell people not to sell out of their own pocketbook.
Yeah.
Don't make decisions based on your own risk tolerance.
Well, it is a tough thing to do because as we know, but I do believe the more successful travel advisors in the future will follow that advice. Anything else you want to let us know about NextGen Expo or NextGen itself going forward?
Nope, we are just working hard. My team has just been amazing, you know, during this whole thing, you know, at the headquarters level. Like many businesses, we've been asked to do more with less, and I couldn't be prouder of everything that they're doing. I couldn't be, you know, prouder of our advisors. And if you are curious about a new home, curious about working in the industry, maybe you're on the supplier side and you are out of work right now, we're definitely seeing supplier reps look into perhaps being an advisor.
Sure.
We'd love to have you at the expo. We'd love to be there with you to help you bring that business back. We need to work together towards business recovery. It's so important, but no one can do it on their own. This is where the industry comes together, and we certainly plan to be a part of our advisors' recovery.
That's great. And I know we were talking earlier about when will the first live shows come, and I'm hoping that I will see you at ASTA in August in Chicago. And then I have to put this up. We did not have it up today, but we'll have it up soon. Is your own conference, Nexion, Connexion, a live Connexion this time.
A live Connexion.
Will be on the Norwegian Joy towards the end of September. I think you said September 27th to October 25th.
September 25th to the 2nd of October.
October 2nd. I'm getting my cover. Yeah. And so we're looking forward to being with you in that. So that's really is going to be good news for all back. Now, once again, just remind us again to get into this expo, you got to go to the nexion.com site, and it's pretty visible right there. You can just
right there at the top.
Fantastic. Well, listen, Jackie, always a pleasure to see you. Although again, we got to see each other live one
day. I know.
We've been doing this Zoom thing way too long. It's a great tool, and we certainly have benefited from it, but I think we're all ready to get back on the road and see each other in person.
Couldn't agree more, but in the meantime, we'll have to continue to engage in Zoom. I, as I say to people, I can't wait until the view is in front of me rather than behind me.
Absolutely. Well, you know, then we can't all project where we want to be, right?
I know.
I mean, I'm in my apartment. Most people have these things, these projections in the background, and it's all these wonderful places where we would like to be. But again, hopefully soon we will be there in reality. Again, thank you so much for taking the time today, and good luck with this Nexion Expo tomorrow and the next day. And I would urge anybody who's curious about Nexion to go to the website, nexion.com, sign up, and spend some time with the Nexion folks, because they're great folks. They got a great program for you. And this will be a way to get really introduced to it. Again, thanks a lot, Jackie.
Thanks for having me, James.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.